You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey guys, it's Tumi here, and I'm here with another podcast. And today I'm going to be doing one on MindSight. And MindSight is an audio game that has a very good story. It's a short story, but it takes a lot of patience. So, this game only requires swiping up, down, left, or right to do different things. And it's not choice-based. It's more of reflexes, so it's more of in the action category. So I have voiceover, and we're going to navigate over to MindSight. You need headphones for this game, and if you want more information about the game, you will learn more from the woman that will be speaking in the game. And this game is free with no in-app purchases and no ads. So if you're wondering that, then I've told you. So we're going to open up MindSight.
Skype. MindSight. Sounds on.
Okay, wait a sec.
Portrait. Dice World. MindSight. Double tap to open.
Okay, we're going to double tap.
MindSight.
Hi, welcome to MindSight, an interactive audio adventure. To begin a new game, swipe upwards on your device's screen. To pick up where you last left off, swipe downwards. To hear some more detailed instructions, swipe to the left. Or to find out more about the game and its cast, swipe to the right.
This game runs without voiceover, so I'm going to toggle that off.
Voiceover off.
And I'm going to swipe left so you guys can actually hear how the game works.
MindSight is an interactive audio game which uses binaural recording techniques to create an immersive, three-dimensional audio experience through a pair of normal stereo headphones. For this reason, you will need to have headphones plugged in to play. The game is designed as an audio-only experience, so feel free to shut your eyes and lose yourself in the story. There's no need to look at your device's screen during gameplay. MindSight's interactive elements allow you to make decisions which influence the story. To control the game, hold your device in portrait mode in either hand and use your thumb or finger to swipe upwards, downwards, left or right. Pay close attention to what's happening, as quick reflexes are sometimes required to avoid certain death. Your game will be saved automatically as you play, so if you find yourself interrupted, you can jump right back into the story later on. Hi, welcome to MindSight, an interactive audio adventure. To begin a new game, swipe upwards on your device's screen. To pick up where you last left off, swipe downwards. To hear some more detailed instructions, swipe to the left. Or to find out more about the game and its cast, swipe to the right.
Okay, so you kind of hear, there are some parts that you have to make choices. While most of the parts are swiping down, up, left, or right to avoid certain death. So I'm going to swipe up to start the game.
You've chosen to begin MindSight from the beginning of the story. This will overwrite any game currently in progress. If this is okay, swipe upwards again. To return to the main menu, swipe downwards.
So if you want to start a new game, swipe up. If you're like, wait a second, I didn't mean to go here, you can swipe down, and you can do other things in the main menu. So I'm going to swipe up to start a new game.
Okay, that's great. Let's begin. Settle in, stay alert, and enjoy the story of MindSight.
And we're going to start.
If you need to pause the game at any time, double tap the screen.
Okay. So at this point, there are no reflexes or anything needed. So, just listening. So I'm just going to sit back and let you guys listen. So enjoy.
Ethan, do you mind if I shoot off early? I don't see this getting a case today, do you? The city feels like it's been dry for weeks. The crime's clearly taken an extended holiday. I have to say, I'm jealous.
Don't worry, I'm sure Sight will come in soon. I've got a good feeling about today. Man's got a run with his intuition.
You'd think someone without functional eyes would have a slightly cooler sixth sense than relentless optimism.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Come on, give the phone a good, hard stare. It'll ring, I promise.
Ring. Ring. Come on, ring. ring. Well, it's not ringing, Ethan. You promised.
Wait for it. And it does ring.
I've never been one for gloating, but... hey, intuition. Hi, Ethan Lewis speaking.
Ethan Lewis, listen to me, and listen well. I have your sister Juliet here with me. She's safe, but you know the kind of man I am. Her safety is not guaranteed. If you have a desire to see her alive again, I suggest you meet me at your earliest convenience. I'm waiting for you on the roof of Terracops. Be here within 2 hours, or her head and shoulders will have a rather drastic falling out.
Ethan! It's a trap! He knows about Mum and Dad!
Juliet! Juliet! If you hurt her, I swear I'll be the last thing you ever do.
I have absolutely no interest in your pathetic whining, Ethan Lewis. Just be here unless you want her death on your conscience. I look forward to your arrival.
Damn it, Alex. He's got Juliet. Dexter, he's got Juliet.
Okay, we switch from that scene to this scene. So here we go.
Ethan, we need to be careful. I know you. I know what's on your mind. And I understand. I really do.
Alex, we have to go and we have to go now. That's all there is to it. To hell with traps and risks. I can't let my sister die. How could I live with myself? I couldn't. I'd have failed my parents if I let anything happen to her.
Okay. I know there's no way I could persuade you otherwise. But Ethan, there's no way I'm letting you do this alone. I'll be with you. Your risks are my risks. Juliet means the world to me too, you know that.
Thanks, Alex. I really appreciate it. Don't know how much it means to me. So let's get going. Where'd you put the office keys, Alex?
This is probably isn't the best time for this, but I'm honestly not sure. But I can just use the locator. Listen up, the little speaker on them will start beeping.
So just follow the beep, right?
Okay, I'll beep it over and over. Just listen out, and if you hear it, let me know where they are. You know what my ears are like with high frequencies. And who's spending my teenage years at heavy metal shows would take its toll eventually.
Okay, I got it, Ozzy.
Okay, this is a spot where you have to use your ears. So it's kind of like an ear test to kind of make sure that your ears are ready to actually overcome what is coming up. So this is just a simple finding, you know, this is just a simple find and search and find thingy. So I'm hearing it in my right ear right now. I don't have it on my headphones, but I hear it in my right speaker. So I'm going to swipe right. And you, as I swipe right, you'll hear that I get it correct, like this. And you'll hear a little ding. So, you're getting the keys, and you'll hear her say...
Good job, Sherlock.
Good job, it's Sherlock.
Game's afoot, Watson.
A what?
And they're walking. And they open the front door. And now they're out. I kind of have the gain on in the recording so you guys can really hear. Otherwise, without the gain, you won't really hear anything.
Terracops is almost a mile from here. It's insane out here. Did they invent some second Christmas shopping period nobody told me about?
Perhaps our nefarious foe has organized some massive troop of consumer bystanders to get in our damned way.
Wouldn't put it past them. Listen, we're going to need to be quick about this. I'll lead the way, so just follow the sound of my voice.
Okay, here's where we have to follow her voice in different directions by swiping up, down, left, or right on the screen. So if I listen close enough, I can tell where she is, and then I will keep swiping in that direction until I hear, you know, a ding. So once she says, "Ethan, over here," I'll swipe in that direction where she said it.
Ethan, over here.
Yep, there, I'm going there. There we go, I got it right. And here we go again, until it ends. Here in front of me, I got it right. And, okay, we're just gonna keep. For some reason, somebody's saying 911. I swiped left and I got it right. Okay, so we switched from the crowds to just a different scene. So here we go. Okay, here's what comes up. There's a car that's intent on running me down. So, if I hear a voice in my right ear, or my left ear, or my up ear, or above me... Okay, wait. Okay, so basically what I did was, the car was coming towards me, and it wanted to run me over. So what I did was, I heard a voice telling me to run in my right ear. So I immediately knew, oh, I have to run in that direction so that I don't get run over. And I got that right. And then what Ethan did was he went, hut! And he jumped. So the car didn't actually run me over. So that one you really have to use a lot of reflexes. So let's continue the game. I paused the game by double tapping on the screen. We're going to double tap again on the screen to unpause it.
Ethan! Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. Whoa.
Ethan? Ethan! Ethan!
Oops, looks like...
Tim, how can you be so calm about this?
Looks like Ethan is back in his past.
Stupid enough to go through with a pregnancy on the base. You know what happened to all the others.
He's not there in real life. He's just, you know, dreaming.
We came here to work for a reason. We're scientists, and we knew the risks, and we still went ahead with this. We have to be sure.
That's why you can kind of hear that echo.
We have to believe that Ethan can fight this. I know he can. You do too.
He's been exposed to more than any of the others. I've been here over a year and so have you. He's the only child that's ever been.
This is Ethan as a baby, if you can hear those noises. So that's Ethan as a baby.
What chance has a newborn got? He isn't a guinea pig, he's our son.
Susan, don't you think I know that? I love him just as much as you do. All I'm saying is that we have to stay positive about this. There's no concrete proof that says he'll even be affected at all. It's a chance, that's all. We have to remember that.
You're right. We do. I'm sorry, honey. It's just so much to bear.
We're just going to need to be sure that we're there for him, no matter when and how he needs us. That we support him. That he grows up hearing our advice and understanding that he can be anything he wants to be. July 9th. Subject's apparent ESP appears more prevalent with each week that passes. Subject appears able to determine the thought processes of even those outside the complex. We can only surmise the rate at which these puzzling abilities will intensify with age.
Tim, please, you're scaring me.
And it looks like Ethan is crying as a little person. The dream is slowly fading away, as you can tell. Alex is back.
Ethan!
And he wakes up.
Ethan! Wake up!
Alex?
Yeah, it's me, Eth. Oh, man, you really had me scared there for a minute, boss.
How long was I out?
Well, with your eyes, sometimes it's hard to tell. But as for this little incident, only 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
But don't worry, the tower is right ahead and we're still in good time, but we have to get going now.
Such charm, Alex.
Come on.
Okay, so now they're heading towards the tower. Ethan has just woke up from his, you know, sleep or whatever, or his consciousness.
So, how exactly are we going to get inside? Pretty sure Dexter will have the place locked up pretty tight. We have all sorts of games planned for us, I'm sure.
We're just going to have to be creative. Come on, you know me. Would I steer you wrong?
Is that a joke?
No.
So, what we got?
Okay, there's just one guard by the main door, which is wide open. I guess the air conditioning must be broken.
Thank heavens for a net to repair, serviceman. I guess that makes things a little simpler, huh? So what do you propose we do?
We have two real choices here. This guard doesn't look too menacing, frankly. I think I can take him. It's pretty scary, but we both know I've been practicing my hand-to-hand skills with the intention of using them. And now's as good a time as any to find out what I'm made of. Doesn't look like there's anyone else around. And I'm sure I could be very discreet about it.
And do we have any other options?
Well, there's always the evasive route. We could take a sneak around the tower and see whether there's another way inside. These places usually have fire exits and delivery entrances all over them. But there's always the chance that they might have considered that to keep people like us out.
So you want me to decide?
Hey, you're the brains of this operation. I'm the eyes. And the fists. I'm happy to take him out. Or if you'd rather not risk arousing any other suspicion, we can go for the quick recon take around the building. Your call, boss.
Okay, here's where you have to pick. You can swipe left or right. I think right, swiping right is to choose the punching option, and then swiping left is to choose the evasive route. I'm going to try right, but I'm just going to pick one.
I think you can do it, Alex.
Yep, swiping right.
While we got the chance.
Yep, swiping right actually does the punching, and then swiping left, you can choose the evasive route instead. So I've chose the punching one to actually kind of let you guys know how it is. All I'm going to say is that the left route doesn't really work, because if you go on the left route, you're never going to get to anything, and then, you know, all of a sudden, Alex is like, okay, I think we have to take him out. So, the left route doesn't really work, so I'm just going to use the right one and enjoy the combat.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I was wondering whether you guys had a telephone I could use. My mobile's battery's completely tapped.
I am not supposed to let anyone in here, girlie. I'm just supposed to guard this door. And that is what I am going to do.
Aw, that's too bad.
I like this part. Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. That's what I like. I'm more into the combat.
He's out, boss. That was too much fun. Come on, quick! Let's get him inside and hide him somewhere.
So we don't have to do anything for now, and they're just gonna go in there and hide. Okay.
I think we'd better leave him here. I can't see anyone here. It's quite eerie. Why would they leave just one hapless guard on the door? Why is it so empty inside?
It's Dexter we're talking about here. He's not exactly known for his conventionality. So he knew we were coming. And he knew we weren't one for a live remake of Die Hard. I'm not saying we're safe. I've got a feeling he's playing with us.
Why can't we ever get into situations with sane bad guys?
You know as well as I do, that's not the MO of your average villain. You know that fine line between genius and insanity? This guy's basically just wiped it out. What was that?
I don't know. What was what? Did you hear something? I didn't. Oh, damn you, Ozzy Osbourne.
From behind the counter there. Sounded like a mobile phone or something. Take a look.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how I always forget your black jeans, boss. You weren't far off. It's a walkie-talkie. Not sure why it was crackling. Doesn't seem to be making any noise now.
Maybe someone was checking in on Sleeping Beauty over there. I assume he's supposed to check in with someone at regular intervals. You know, so you can remind him to breathe and blink and stuff.
Normally I'd agree with you, but I'm not so sure.
Ethan Lewis! At long last you've arrived! I trust you had no issues conquering your first challenge. If Lars could truly...
I'm gonna cut out a bad word coming up, so just to let you guys know.
Nice to know that even psychopaths like you are equal opportunity employers, Dexter.
Dexter, you son of a... Where's Juliet? We're coming for her. And your head.
My dear girl, Hamka Chan Hamkaling. Such language is most unbecoming for a young thing such as yourself. Ethan's sister still lives. We are on the roof. In consideration of your reduced ocular abilities, I fitted the elevator buttons with Braille. I suggest you begin your ascent immediately. I await your arrival.
Okay.
Come on, Ethan. Elevator's over here. You've paused the game.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say I'm going to do the password part for the first floor, and then I'm actually going to save the rest of the game for you guys so I don't, like, give it away. So, let's just continue, and I'll do floor one. The demonstration for floor one for you guys, and then, you know, I'll end this podcast. So, let's just continue. They're heading towards the elevator, so we don't have to do anything yet. So. That's the sound of the elevator opening. And then it closes.
Hey, what gives? The buttons are all stuck. There's a kind of keypad thing. The only button that's lit up is for the second floor. Having fun, children. You'll find this elevator quite out of service. In order to climb higher than the second story of my impressive workplace, you will need to find the password. I'd recommend beginning your search on the second floor. The password you will find there will allow you to pass onward to the third floor. You will need to find the password for the fourth floor located upon the third. The path to the roof is located upon the fourth floor.
Whew.
Let the games begin, Ethan.
That's a puzzle.
We'd better get up to the second floor, right?
Agreed.
And they're climbing up to the second floor until you hear the ding. There it is. The door is opening. And it closes.
Okay, so we said the password for the elevator keypad was somewhere on this floor. So we better start looking, okay? Well, I'll look. You can...
You know, a lesser man could really take offense with these constant jokes at my expense.
Let's just see what we can find, eh?
All right.
It's pretty echoey up there, I bet. I can hear a lot of echo background stuff.
Ethan, get over here.
What is it?
Looks like I found our password. Also looks like it's sitting in a tank of water guarded by three of the meanest looking fish I've ever seen. Seriously, these guys make jaws look like Nemo. Be thankful you can't see them. I think they're currently deciding which one of us they'd rather pick clean.
Well, we're going to have to get that password out of there somehow. Do we rock, paper, scissors for this?
No chance, boss. This one's on you. My crippling fish phobia seems to have set in. Ugh, there's no way my hand's going anywhere near those things.
Okay. Looks like it's down to me.
Looks like they're swimming around in a big circle. Maybe that thing about short-term memory is true. The paper's at the right side of the tank, so if you were to reach in when they're at the far left side, you might have a chance of keeping at least a couple of your fingers.
Hey, as long as I can still hold my coffee.
Good luck, boss.
Okay, here's where you have to be a very good listener. The fish are swimming around in a big circle, so you have to wait until they are at the far left side, and then you swipe right. So I'm just going to get close to the speaker here and wait until they're at the far left side, and then I'll swipe right. Come on. Come on, fishies. Nope. Not quite. Come on. There we go. Got it.
You did it! We better get moving to the third floor. Pronto!
Okay, so this ends the podcast. All you need to know is up, down, left, or right. To pause the game, you double tap. Or to, like, resume the game and all that, you swipe down. And, yeah, guys, I guess I am out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Put a comment down below, and I will see you later.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.